Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lakith Paris. Here is sports news hot off the field. The first semi-final between South Africa and England will get underway Sri Lanka time at 3 o'clock today at Gavali. And let's keep our eyes focused on Mother Nature, because lots of concern. There's been lots of rain in India, and we will have a close look at that. So the first semi-final, South Africa versus England. Right, the women's team from Malaysia, the national team, is here in Sri Lanka as they take on the Sri Lanka under-19 team in a 5T20 competition, or a tournament as you want to tag it. And the games get underway on the 2nd of November and will go through to the 10th of November. So 5T20 games, and the games will be played at the NCC and at the Coles Cricket Grounds, the first game being scheduled on the 2nd of November. So Sri Lanka Cricket has issued a communique inviting people to please come and support the sport. Entrance obviously will be free. Sticking more on to cricket before we go on to other sports, English fast bowler James Anderson was knighted, and now he'll be called as Sir James Anderson. 43 years of age, he was a great servant of English cricket, and he taught a lesson on how to keep fit, and mind you, as a fast bowler, to be competitive at the age of 42 till he retired is something that is absolutely unique. So he is going to be now Sir James Anderson. We wish him all the very best. Now, also, we do have the rankings from the ICC women's competition. Smriti Mandhana of India has been placed first, followed by Ash Gardner of Australia, and Sri Lanka's Chamari Athapattu is at the 11th spot. Now let's move on to rugby. The Old Indian Scrummage, which is a very prestigious organization, will hold their annual general meeting on the 1st of November at the Cinnamon Grand Hotel between 5 and 5.30, and members will then decide on how the scrummage will look at Rugby 2026. And remember, Trinity is one of the oldest rugby playing schools, who also play that prestigious blue ribbon of rugby tagged as the Bradby Shield. So we'll have our eyes closed on that, based on the fact that who will become the top man of the scrummage. Congratulations to Chamod Yodasinghe and Safiya Yamik, because they have emerged as the fastest man and woman in the recently concluded 4th Asian Senior Athletics competition. They've outbeaten top athletes, especially from India, and that's great news from a Sri Lankan perspective. We all know who Ishani Apsara is, the well-known boxing referee, and she has been selected to officiate in the Amateurs European Championship, scheduled to be held this in the month of November. So we wish Ishara Apsara all the very best, because I think that no doubt is a great achievement, especially for a referee to be selected for a European Championship, especially from an Asian country. Well, that's it on our podcast for today. We hope you did enjoy it as much as we enjoyed presenting it to you. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Bye for now.